Welcome to Common Sense Revisited on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm your host today on Saturday, July 3rd, 2010. My name is Todd McGreevy. Thank you for tuning in today. And we are celebrating Independence Day this weekend. A lot of stuff happening around the nation. I'm sure in your neighborhood where you are. And if it is noon Central Time here on a beautiful day in Iowa. So if you're smart, you're listening to this on a podcast. But then again, if you're listening to it live, you're smart too. We do appreciate you tuning in. And I want to do a big shout out to Republic Broadcasting, .org. Folks, those of you listening to this podcast from my blog, if you will, please tune in to Republic Broadcasting often and check out their website. Their website is extensive with excellent links and news and resources. And, we all talk about what can we do? Well, we all know that there's, education's part of it, and if anybody's listened to me, rant on this network knows that with no civic action without education is no good, and education without civic action is no good. We need both. So, Republic Broadcasting Network and John Stadtmiller and his crew and his producers have done a fabulous job. And on Independence Day, we need to thank our lucky stars. We still have the freedom to tune into this network. So. Here to RBN, and please support RBN by telling your friends and neighbors and family members to check out Republic Broadcasting. I don't care if you listen to this show or others, there's lots and lots of good intel and inspirational stuff here and resources here for people to take advantage of. So please spread the word. And I enjoyed Phil's positively unconstitutional this morning. I was updating my blog with some show links and notes and so forth, and tuning in and listening. And one of the high points I picked up on his show today, that I think he just nailed it, was the mass hypnosis that's happening out there. It is phenomenal. The more you look around, the more I see what's on television and it's on the radio, whether it's talk radio, if you will, on your local AM station that's supposedly, fair and balanced. It is just complete brainwashing. It is over the top. So please, do everything you hear in the mainstream. Make sure your children know that. Make sure your friends and neighbors know that. To question everything, including what you hear from me on the show today. And to that end, I have attempted to put some show links together with some resources at thirdrailblog.com. That's my personal blog. It's where I put a lot of stuff that we're going to talk about today on the website there for links, because there's a lot to cover here. And thirdrailblog.com, you'll see the posting for today right at the top of the page for July 3rd, Common Sense Revisited radio show notes and links. Please take a look there. And we're going to I'll give you a quick overview of what we're going to talk about, because I know we're going to have a break here in just a minute. We're going to talk today about the founders who gave their all, What Price Freedom. There's a great essay by John Whitehead with the Rutherford Institute that I want to discuss, including the Declaration of Independence. I want to talk about that. I've got a link to the Restore America Plan outreach there. They've announced a new series of conference calls for Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday evenings. I want to talk about that. There's also a link to, of course, the Restore America Plan, also known as RAP, has plenty of detractors out there. Then it's tough for those of us in the field to know what's real and what's not. And, we can talk about that a little bit. I've got a link to the Foundation of Human Understanding on there. That is a website that a friend pointed me to, and it has a resource about coping strategies for military service members to prepare for and prevent PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. Chemtrails. I haven't really talked about chemtrails before, and I certainly haven't done enough research about it, but we're going to have a clip about that today from 2007. Got a break coming up here. Stay with us on Common Sense Revisited on the Republic Broadcasting Network, and be sure to support the advertisers you hear who support this network.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, "Help, I've fallen and I can't get up," protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement.
Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactive works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactive Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-340-4634.
Proactive's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll-free now, 1-800-340-4634. That's 1-800-340-4634.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Welcome back, everybody, to Common Sense Revisited on Republic Broadcasting Network, and thank you for tuning in on Saturday, July 3rd, 2010. And Third Rail Blog, that's T-H-I-R-D, Rail, A-R-A-I-L, blog.com. ThirdRailBlog.com has links to what we're talking about today. And the first thing I want to talk about is the essay by John Whitehead from the Rutherford Institute, What Price Freedom? It's published at RiverCitiesReader.com. This week online, there's a link to it, and it's essentially outlining, you know, the talks about the 56 men who signed the Declaration of Independence. And he says, let me tell you about the 56 men who risked everything, their fortunes and their lives, to take a stand for truth. These men laid everything on the line, pledged it all, our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor, because they believed in a radical idea that all people are created to be free. Now, a lot of us, I'm sure, you know, recall this, but I don't think most Americans recall the severity of what happened for the signing of Declaration of Independence enough. And it's certainly not ingrained in the psyche of America on this weekend as it should be. There's festivals all over America, and there's music and food and fun happening all over the place. Wouldn't it be amazing if people actually stopped for a moment and checked out the Declaration of Independence? A little refresher course, perhaps. What Mr. Whitehead goes on to talk about in this article is that the labeled traitors, these men were charged with treason, a crime punishable by death. For some, their acts of rebellion would cost them their homes and their fortunes. For others, it would be the ultimate price, their lives. Yet even knowing the heavy price they might have to pay, these men dared to speak up when silence could not be tolerated. It says here, some we remember for their later accomplishments, such as Thomas Jefferson and John Adams, both of whom went on to serve as American presidents. But there were others, such as Lewis Morris, Carter Braxton, Thomas Nelson, and Richard Stockton, who do not often get mentioned, who sought not glory but rather a cause. They knew that sacrifice was necessary to secure freedom, and they were willing to make the sacrifice. Lewis Morris lost his entire estate. The British ravaged and destroyed it, sending his family fleeing in desperation with nowhere to go. Carter Braxton's entire career and way of life were decimated, losing his ships to the British Navy. His shipping company was forever lost, and he was never able to revive it. Thomas Nelson's price for liberty was to the tune of $2 million, and that was in 1776. He ran up the $2 million credit debt for the Patriots' cause. In the end, repaying the debt cost him his entire estate. He died bankrupt and was buried in an unmarked grave. Richard Stockton paid dearly also. Once a prominent judge, he gave up his chair seat on the bench to fight for liberty. For his decision, he was dragged from his bed and tortured by British soldiers. All in all, of those 56 signers, 9 died during the Revolution. 5 were captured by British soldiers. 18 had their homes looted and burned by the Redcoats. 2 were wounded in battle, and 2 lost their sons during the war. Remarkably, these men, who were community leaders, business owners, judges, lawyers, and inventors, sacrificed their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor so that you and I could live freely in a nation where we have the right to stand up and speak out. Frankly, so you and I have the right to listen to this radio network right now, is what these folks died for. So I'm trying to bring some context to it. I encourage you to read the rest of that essay there. It's well done, and I always appreciate John Whitehead's viewpoints from the Rutherford.org. It's his website. And I also have a link at the thirdrailblog.com to the Declaration of Independence as published by Constitution.org with the original capitalization. And that would be John Rowland's website, which is a superb resource. And we're just going to go through this because I don't think we as Americans know what went before us well enough. And as I read this Declaration of Independence, you know, if you're driving in your car, listening to a podcast, or you're, you know, at home in the kitchen, whatever, you know, think about what happened, what they were describing in 1776, and does that same circumstance or situation exist today? In Congress, July 4, 1776, the unanimous declaration of the 13 United States of America. When in the course of human events it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them, a decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to effect their safety and happiness. Prudence, indeed, will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes. And accordingly, all experience hath shewn that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. Such has been the patient sufferance of these colonies, and such is now the necessity which constrains them to alter their former systems of government. The history of the present King of Great Britain is a history of repeated injuries and usurpations, all having in direct object the establishment of an absolute tyranny over these states. To prove this, let facts be submitted to a candid world. He has refused his assent to laws, the most wholesome and necessary for the public good. And let's just replace he here with our federal corporate democracy, the U.S. Gov Corp. He has forbidden his governors to pass laws of immediate and pressing importance. Does anybody remember Arizona's current efforts? Unless suspended in their operation till his assent should be obtained, and when so suspended, he has utterly neglected to attend to them. He has refused to pass other laws for the accommodation of large districts of people unless those people would relinquish their right of representation in the legislature, a right inestimable to them and formidable to tyrants only. He has called together legislative bodies at places unusual, uncomfortable, and distant from the depository of their public records for the sole purpose of fatiguing them into compliance with his measures. He has dissolved representative houses repeatedly for opposing with manly firmness his invasions on the rights of the people. He has refused for a long time after such dissolutions to cause others to be elected, whereby the legislative powers incapable of annihilation have returned to the people at large for their exercise, the state remaining in the meantime exposed to all the dangers of invasion from without and convulsions within. He has endeavored to prevent the population of these states for that purpose, obstructing the laws for naturalization of foreigners, refusing to pass others to encourage their migrations hither, and raising the conditions of new appropriations of lands. He has obstructed the administration of justice by refusing his assent to laws for establishing judiciary powers. He has made judges dependent on his will alone for the tenure of their offices and the amount and payment of their salaries. He has erected a multitude of new offices and sent hither swarms of officers to harass our people and eat out their substance. He has kept among us in times of peace standing armies without the consent of our legislators. He has affected to render the military independent of and superior to the civil power. He has combined with others to subject us to a jurisdiction foreign to our Constitution and unacknowledged by our laws, giving his assent to their acts of pretended legislation, for quartering large bodies of armed troops among us, for protecting them by a mock trial from punishment for any murders which they should commit on the inhabitants of these states, for cutting off our trade with all parts of the world, for imposing taxes on us without our consent, for depriving us in many cases the benefits of trial by jury, for transporting us beyond seas to be tried for pretended offenses, for abolishing the free system of English laws in a neighboring province, establishing therein an arbitrary government, and enlarging its boundaries so as to render it at once an example and fit instrument for introducing the same absolute rule into these colonies, for taking away our charters, abolishing our most valuable laws, and altering fundamentally the forms of our governments, for suspending our own legislators and declaring themselves invested with power to legislate for us in all cases whatsoever. He has abdicated government here by declaring us out of his protection and waging war against us. He has plundered our seas, ravaged our coasts, burnt our towns, and destroyed the lives of our people. He is at this time transporting large armies of foreign mercenaries to complete the works of death, desolation, and tyranny, already begun with circumstances of cruelty and perfidy, scarcely paralleled in the most barbarous ages, and totally unworthy of the head of a civilized nation. He has constrained our fellow citizens taken captive on the high seas to bear arms against their country, to become the executioners of their friends and brethren, or to fall themselves by their hands. He has excited domestic insurrections amongst us and has endeavored to bring on the inhabitants of our frontiers, the merciless Indian savages whose known rule of warfare is an undistinguished destruction of all ages, sexes, and conditions. In every state of these oppressions, we have petitioned for redress in the most humble terms. Our repeated petitions have been answered only by repeated injury. A prince whose character is thus marked by every act which may define a tyrant is unfit to be the ruler of a free people. Nor have we been wanting in attentions to our British brethren. We have warned them from time to time of attempts by the legislature to extend an unwarrantable jurisdiction over us. We have reminded them of the circumstances of our emigration and settlement here. We have appealed to our native justice and magnanimity. And we have conjured them by the ties of our common kindred to disavow these usurpations, which would inevitably interpret our connections and correspondence. They too have been deaf to the voice of justice and consanguinity. We must therefore acquiesce in the necessity which denounces our separation and hold them, as we hold the rest of mankind, enemies in war, in peace, friends. We therefore, the representatives of the United States of America in General Congress assembled, appealing to the Supreme Judge of the world for the rectitude of our intentions, do in the name and by the authority of the good people of these colonies solemnly publish and declare that these United Colonies are and of right ought to be free and independent states, that they are absolved from all allegiance to the British Crown, and that all political connection between them and the state of Great Britain is and ought to be totally dissolved, and that as free and independent states they have full power to levy war, conclude peace, contract alliances, establish commerce, and to do all other acts and things which independent states may of right do. and for the support of this declaration with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-790-6293. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-790-6293 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
Common Sense Revisited. Thanks for tuning in today. I'm your host, Todd McGreevy, and thank you for listening to the reading of the Declaration of Independence. And I don't know about you, but as I was reading that, I could readily see the current set of circumstances mirroring what happened in 1776. Everything from the crown, if you will, our master, our so-called master, we've been dumbed down so much here in America that, you know, they forbid our governors to pass laws of immediate and pressing importance. Sure, we have that right now. We have imposing taxes without our consent. We have depriving us of a trial by jury. We have transporting us beyond seas to be tried for pretended offenses. Ever heard of rendition? We have suspending our legislators. It goes on and on. The tyranny is just over the top. And granted, I'm not a Pollyanna, you know, rose-colored glass, you know, person here thinking, you know, let's just all get back to the anachronistic, you know, but many people are aware that once the Constitution was formed, you know, there was some behind-the-scenes maneuvering, there was a lot of stuff with banking. It always comes down to money and finance. And what I guess I'm trying to propose here is that we all move forward in our modern-day lives and are trying to restore the republic, that we don't make the same mistakes that were made then. Hopefully, with the amount of technology and awareness and communication tools we have at our disposal, that when the republic is restored through various means that are out there, that we don't cut the same behind-the-scenes deals with the powers that be, that we truly are independent. And it's going to come from the bottom up. If we rely on it from the top down, then those deals will be cut. It can be assured. And there'll always be somebody behind the scene trying to, you know, make good for themselves or for a small cadre. Now, I have a link at Third Rail Blog. The next link I have is the Restore America Plan Outreach. They recently published a notice that reads, to all freedom-loving Americans, starting this week, we will be holding Restore America information calls each week indefinitely. These calls are for all the jurors and supporters of Restore America Plan to invite their friends, relatives, everyone to phone into these calls and be introduced to and learn about the Restore America Plan and to sign up on the website. These calls will be each Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday evenings. There will be two calls each evening. These calls will be kept short, 20 minutes long, 30 minutes at the max. Times are at 7 and 9 p.m. Central. The phone number is 712-432-0075. 712-432-0075. The PIN number is 793323. 793323. If you can't remember this or you don't have something to write with, restoreamericaplan.net, you can just go and find this link there. And they're talking about these are informational calls. These are not part of the grand juries. They are not part of the grand jury training, which is held on Mondays and Thursdays. These are for the spreading and enlargement of the Restore America Plan. Do not come to these calls expecting to hear any juicy updates, because there will be none. And we are here only to introduce all Americans to the brilliant plan, which they claim is working here, to restore a great land. We welcome jurors to listen in, but after you've heard it a couple times, we want you to be spending your time and energy inviting others to dial in. Now, for purposes of marketing and communications, I applaud this system that they're putting in place. I think it's smart, and I think other groups could learn from this, and I think it's a good way to go. And I want to circle back to the declaration I just said, though. I mean, let's be careful. If this plan is going to help us restore the republic, let's not make the same mistakes by cutting the backroom deals at the top of the heap. But we, the people, can control that. In my humble opinion, what the paperwork I've seen that's public out there, it's not like it's a secret. You just got to do a little research at restoreamericaplan.net. They've laid out a very great foundation, in my humble opinion. And there's other sites out there, the Sovereignty and Ministry site that Phil talks about that I've linked to at my website many times, has all kinds of templates for it. People are working on these type of things. I personally went to a federal court hearing 2 weeks ago and was told by the U.S. Marshal that this was a case for somebody who was claiming sovereignty and, of course, got put away for 12 months with no trial by jury and no discussion or dispute of the merits of his case. The U.S. Marshal, stopped me in the hallway as I was trying to get the prosecutor's name, who refused to give me his name, and he said, "You got to understand, these subjects are touchy." I said, "Oh, really? What subject would that be?" And he said, "In effect, when we have people represent themselves as sovereigns, and we find out that they are able to find out the names of the prosecutors and investigators, then they go and file liens, UCC liens, on their personal property." Well, that was a mouthful that this marshal told me. My goodness, it told me a lot. It told me that, A, there is such thing as a sovereign. You know, they just don't want you to actually, you know, figure it out. B, that heaven forbid that the accused, the defendant, would actually know who his accuser is. He literally said, "And when we have them finding out the name of the prosecutor and the investigators," oh my God, can you imagine such a thing? And then lastly, that the people who are filing these UCC liens, I don't know exactly what that means yet. I'm still trying to get there. I'm hearing about it. I'd like to learn how to do this or understand the mechanism by which it works. But apparently it's being done. And it must be having some impact, because if it didn't have any impact, the prosecutor wouldn't have run from me with his tail between his legs, because he didn't want somebody to find out what his freaking name was. So there must be, so the dial must be moving, folks, a little bit. I mean, with all the efforts that people are making, the dial has to be moving somewhat. So the reason I bring this up is that, you know, at the website, you'll see I've got a link to this Restore America Plan, you know, new conference call, informational calls, if you will. Check it out for yourself. I also have a link to, you know, there's always a detractor. If people are moving the dial, there's always going to be somebody who's going to, you know, shoot it down. And there's a link to a recent posting somebody sent me, you know, questioning Tim Turner and Sam Kennedy and all this stuff. So, you know, take it for what it is. but use what you can in your local community. We're going to talk more about that when we return after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Today in America, you are facing threats of bank holidays, currency devaluation, confiscation of funds by lawyers and various government entities. We at Panama Legal Offshore Law Firm based in Guatemala have offshore solutions. For instance, we can form an anonymous Hong Kong corporation for you, get you a bank account in a $1 trillion Hong Kong bank that'll let you own 10 different currencies in your account. If one or two currencies go down, the others will go up. You'll have no Hong Kong taxes, strong bank secrecies, no tax treaty with the USA, no need to go to Hong Kong, access your funds online from anywhere in the world, and you could even get an anonymous Visa card without your name on it or in the strip through us. So come visit us at PanamaLaw.org. That's www.PanamaLaw, one word, PanamaLaw.org. And you can chat with us on Skype or use our encrypted chat and discuss your needs. Thank you.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Welcome back, everybody. Common Sense Revisited on the Republic Broadcasting Network. So we're talking about operating locally, and to that effect, I spoke about this last week. There is a new effort in our community to fight the no secret courts. And I'm going to ask Matt, our producer, to go ahead and cue this clip. This is a recorded on Saturday, June 26th, in front of the Scott County Courthouse in Davenport, Iowa. And go ahead, Matt.
Okay, here we are at the Scott County Courthouse, also now known as the Scott County Courthouse and Jail, kind of combining the two now. And we're here dealing with the order that was recently issued by Judge Bobby Alpers, who did not actually put her name on this public document. It is online if you want to review it. I'm here with Michael Elliott, one of the co-founders of Super Liberty, superliberty.com. And Michael, you organized a protest today here in front of the courthouse. Give us a little background on what inspired you to do this.
Well, with the recent order, did some research into the state constitution and discovered that they're violating our rights to a public trial. Of course, I've run for auditor before, so I'm into transparency of government and this lack of recording devices in the courthouse eliminates any possibility of the public to actually hold their public officials accountable, whether it's judges or court employees or even attorneys, to make sure that you know, there's some sort of check and balance, make sure that they're following the rules and procedures that the legislators have enacted and that the state constitution has in it as well. And then, of course, protecting our rights as individuals when we step foot in our own courthouses. So I think the administrative order not only violates our rights, but it is also a means for judges to write law. And we all should know that the judicial branch has no vested power given to them by the Constitution to write any law. It's all vested in the state legislators, or the legislative branch.
Okay. So you're saying in a nutshell that this administrative order that the Judge Alpers decreed is unlawful?
Absolutely. And okay. I think even our sheriff here, Connard, should not be obeying that order and protecting people's rights to carry their own recording devices into the courthouse.
Okay.
So
we're back with Michael here at the courthouse, and Michael, share with me, well, let's talk a little about the exceptions to the rule, the order that was issued. Who gets to bring a recording device in the courthouse?
The judge decided that the only people that are allowed to bring recording devices into the courthouse are card-holding bar members, attorneys, court employees, any people who are contracted with the court, and then if you get special permission from the judge, they may or may not allow you to bring in some as well. But as far as the average citizen goes, yeah, you know, you're completely restricted from bringing in any kind of recording device.
All right, take three now. Michael, share with us now what you were talking earlier about the liberties and rights, asking permission.
Right. Yeah, the thing we have to think about as citizens is if you're exercising a right, you are not required to ask permission from a public servant to exercise that right, because that would, in a sense, be a privilege. And so we need to recognize that if the judges are requiring us to ask permission to video record in the courthouse, whether we're an individual citizen or we're from the press and media, we have to realize that that's a direct violation of the rights, just for the fact that they're having us requiring us to ask permission to begin with.
Well, today people are exercising their First Amendment rights here in front of the courthouse, protesting,
right,
rallying, whatever you want to call it, creating awareness.
Right.
So subsequently, we didn't ask for permission to do this today.
Correct.
So why do we have to ask for permission for our other rights?
Right.
So here we have some folks here at the courthouse. Let's go down here. Promoting the website nosecretcourts.com, it looks like. So what can people do to get involved, Michael? What else can, how can they get involved?
Well, first and foremost, of course, get online, join up with some local groups, of course, our superliberty.com group. Visit our NoSecretCourts.com website, get informed of the issue, read your own state constitution, and then read the, of course, federal constitution. Get educated about the actual law of the land so that you know whether or not your rights are being violated. That's
what are next steps with this effort about the courthouse?
Well, first, of course, trying to make sure everybody is aware of the issue so that we can get enough people supporting us. And then the next step then is following up with the state legislators to get their viewpoints, and then hopefully make it a campaign issue, because we are in a campaign year. Of course, get in contact with our sheriff's department and notify them that this is an unlawful order and they should not be upholding that order. And then of course, getting a hold of the judges in the U.S. or the Iowa State Supreme Court and letting them know about this order and that it's an unlawful order as well and violates the state constitution, and see what their opinions are regarding that. And then, of course, publicize their opinions, whether they're for or against the state constitution.
Gotcha. Well, thank you, Michael, for the update today. And check out NoSecretCourts.com to learn more about the unlawful order and the, I guess, hypocrisy of, in my opinion, attorneys can bring in their personal recording devices, but regular old people can't.
So that was an interview with Michael Elliott in front of the courthouse in Scott County, Iowa. And, you know, in my opinion, freedom lives only where the people are educated, not by their government, but about their government. And this NoSecretCourts.com, this issue that we're trying to pull together here, this push, in my opinion, strikes at the core of what is coming. Because when the people resist tyranny, pick whichever, you know, plan, Restore America plan, Articles of Freedom, you know, Oath Keepers, Fully Informed Jury, whatever you're working on, you know, sovereignty issues, UCC, whatever it is, whatever you're trying to do to resist that tyranny, we will be further enslaved behind closed doors by a de facto decree inside these secret courts. Frankly, we should be outraged that what goes on in these courtrooms, both in the state and county courts, as well as the federal courts, is not already televised continuously. This kind of feed should be as ubiquitous as our city council meetings are. You know, court TV, you're damn right, court TV. If there's nothing wrong going on in these hearings and trials in these courtrooms, and there should be no problem televising them, we need to flush out who controls that courthouse. I have friends of mine who've done some research and looked into it and followed it down, and apparently it's these courthouses are owned by banks, is what it comes down to. And it's just such a veil that's been pulled over the people's eyes. And they just put a little sign in front of the courthouse that says, you know, in effect, shut up, slave. You know, you can't bring your cell phone in here unless you're a privileged, you know, person. And I think forcing the issue about this compresses the whole argument. You know, the cell phones and cameras out in the courtroom are a red herring, effectively, neutering us, you know, challenging us to fight a skirmish. And really, the war that needs to be waged is inside that courtroom. You know, we the people and all of our future children have already paid for the equipment and infrastructure to ensure that these courtrooms are fully transparent. When I was in that federal courthouse, there was at least $50,000, probably more, worth of audiovisual equipment. There were multiple microphones everywhere, the huge screens, you know, cameras all over the place. I mean, what happened in that courtroom was fully recorded. And we should just have access to it. We can forget all this protesting and the judge decreeing you can't bring your camera in or your cell phone because it might be disruptive if they made it fully transparent. And it's up to us, the people, to demand it. And if you're trying to, you know, if you're working on your county, if you're running for county supervisor or sheriff, or you know somebody who is, or state rep, or state senator, city council, mayor in your region this fall, I would propose to you humbly that this be a talking point. This might be something that the populace can pay attention to. You know, what is going to drive the dialogue in your community to be bottom-up folks taking charge of their own neighborhoods, their own community, and exercising their rights that we have? And when I refer to resisting the tyranny, we're going to have to resist even more tyranny. It's just being heaped upon us. It does not stop. And to that effect, I'm going to talk about the H.R. 4173, also known as the Wall Street Reform and Consumer Protection Act of 2009. And, of course, much like all the other tyrannical legislation, you can just invert the name. It means exactly the opposite of what it says. It really means the Federal Reserve Empowerment Act. And this clip I want to play is about 10 minutes long. I don't know how much long I have in this segment before the break, Matt. And we can pause it at the end there. There's plenty here. This is a clip from a podcast that I listen to called No Agenda. NoAgendaShow.com is the website. And it's Adam Curry. He was, you know, kind of infamous for his MTV days, and John C. Dvorak, who's a kind of a tech head pundit. And those two have teamed up over a couple years ago and have do this commercial-free, listener-supported podcast every Sunday and Thursday. And it's definitely non-mainstream. They talk about third rails. They touch third rails every week. It's a great resource. And I just want you to listen to this clip. The tee up on this is they're talking about how the G20 spent $1 billion in Toronto, $1 billion on security. And just this faux, you know, the resistance is there, you know, burning cars and so forth. And then they segue into what Obama brought to the G20. Go ahead, Matt.
Why does what's in it for the Canadian government to have this meeting in Toronto? These meetings should be on islands.
Well, let's be very clear. The government is just happy to conform to the wishes of the Queen, who really runs the country and who was running the whole. These are the true. I think if you look at the money spent on security, and you look at the shroud of secrecy, these are the true rulers of the earth. These are the people who really make it. And it's not just Obama and Sarkozy and little Timmy Geithner and Merkel. No, it's the bankers who are up there, because they're all talking about finances and how they're going to screw everybody. $1 billion. it slays me. And Obama came bearing gifts. He had a huge gift. I got to play this for you. So amidst all of the oil spill cam coverage, Thursday night legislators, United States legislators, stayed up for 19 hours of nonstop negotiations to pass what I am calling the Federal Reserve Empowerment Act, or what the president is calling protecting the little guy. But essentially, everything is now rolled up, and I've read the bill. Now, of course, we have to go through the two have to come together now. Now the House and the Senate have both passed it, and then they go into committee, right, John?
Yeah, and then they come out with a real bill.
Right. So, but every single step of the way, it's the Board of Governors, the Board of Governors, the Board of Governors. The Board of Governors, it refers to the Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve, which is a private institution of banks. It is not an official arm of the U.S. government. They will now be providing oversight over the banks. And it just kills me when I see that. It's like, okay, the bankers will regulate the bankers. It's perfect. So here's our president announcing how happy he is and how happy he is to take this news up to the global elite in Toronto. This is coming from the BBC, this particular clip.
We are poised to pass the toughest financial reforms since the ones we created in the aftermath of the Great Depression. Early this morning, the House and Senate reached an agreement on a set of Wall Street reforms.
Is that even true? Didn't we have all kinds of really good reforms after the Great Depression?
Yeah, but they were all taken out.
But we passed them, it's just they were taken out. And
yeah, slowly, Clinton took a lot of them out, and, you know, Bush finished the job.
Right, and now Obama is setting
putting
up
them back.
Yeah, no, he's setting up the Federal Reserve to really run the show, which is what they always wanted.
That represents 90% of what I proposed when I took up this fight.
Someone should look at that. That's this fight. This fight. Thanks, fighter.
Now, let me be clear.
Shut
up, slaves. Listen, here it comes. Here comes the lie.
Our economic growth and prosperity depend on a strong, robust financial sector. And I will continue to do what I can to foster and support a dynamic private sector.
Uh-huh.
But we've all seen what happens when there is inadequate oversight and insufficient transparency on Wall Street.
Right.
The reforms making their way through Congress.
There's some amazing stuff in here. It's going to blow your mind, John.
Hold Wall Street accountable so we can help prevent another financial crisis like the one that we're still recovering from. We'll put in place the toughest consumer financial protections in our history while creating an independent agency to enforce them. Through this agency, we'll combine under one roof the consumer protection functions that currently are divided among half a dozen different agencies.
So this is under one roof. That roof is the roof of the Federal Reserve. It's absolutely true. Go look at the bill.
Now there will be one agency whose sole job will be to look out for you.
You, little people.
Credit card companies will no longer be able to mislead you with pages and pages of fine print.
No, that's because they're going to shut down. I'm very worried about our bank, John. They're going to shut down every single small community and state bank. That's what this is all about. The credit card companies, yeah. They're going to shut everybody down.
You will no longer be subject to all kinds of hidden fees and penalties or the predatory practices of unscrupulous lenders.
Ooh.
Instead, we'll make sure that credit card companies and mortgage companies play by the rules. You'll be empowered with easy-to-understand forms so you know what you're agreeing to.
So you can get in debt easy. Easy to get in debt.
You'll have the clear and concise information you need to make financial decisions that are best for you. And
wouldn't it be great if he said, "We got some great ways for you to save"? Wouldn't it?
There's no savings involved in this. No, you can tell.
No, but it would be great. But no, instead, it's like, we're going to help you get in debt easier. It's
yeah, we're going to help you get in debt. We're going to simplify the form. There's not going to be any more hidden charges.
Just put your ex here. Yeah, put your ex here, slave. This will be good. Debt.
Family. Wall Street reform will also strengthen our economy in a number of other ways.
Stay with us, everybody. We're going to finish this clip because there's a real bomb that Obama drops into this comment that I don't think most people listen to. You can check out the full text of that bill at thirdrailblog.com. I have a link to it. It's HR 4173. Stay with us.
Every day, RBN's mission is to use our collective voice to spread truth and relevant information for daily survival against the growing erosion of our constitutional rights and the growing tyranny in our government. But truth, like freedom, isn't free. The truth is, RBN needs your support against the growing evil forces in our government that are moving quickly to bring our nation down. If you agree with the mission of RBN and one unifying voice, please stand with us by donating any amount you can afford. Your support will also help us launch a new elected representative network that will be totally listener-supported and commercial-free. To donate, visit republicbroadcasting.org, call 800-724-2719, or mail your donation to Republic Broadcasting, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactiv works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactiv Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-340-4634.
Proactiv's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective, it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll-free now, 1-800-340-4634. That's 1-800-340-4634.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for listening. We're going to continue with this clip of Obama talking about the Wall Street so-called Reform Act.
Wall Street reform will also strengthen our economy in a number of other ways.
Stand by.
We'll make our financial system more transparent by bringing the kinds of complex deals that help trigger this crisis, like trades in a $600 trillion derivatives market.
Now, did you hear that? $600 trillion derivatives market.
So, folks, there's more to it, and you can listen to the rest of the clip at thirdrailblog.com. But that was quite the little nugget that he dropped into the mainstream there. $600 trillion derivatives market. I had not heard that number yet. That was new to me. And I think that what we're dealing with here is just another, I hate to say it this way, but, you know, do you folks remember the day before 9/11, Rumsfeld stood in front of God and everybody at a news conference and said, you know, kind of fell on his sword and said, hey, we lost $2 trillion at the Pentagon. I mean, this is not me making this up. This is a bona fide, you know, clip from mainstream television. He just out loud said, we've got an accounting error. We're not sure what happened. We've lost $2 trillion here at the Pentagon. That was on September 10th. Nobody remembered it the next day, obviously. And, you know, after 9/11, and look where we landed with that. Boom, we've got Department of Homeland Security waiting in the wings, ready to go, on the shelf, and the Patriot Act is among us. Boom, everybody forgets about that. Here we go, fast forward. I've said the Gulf oil spill is 9/11 in slow motion, in my humble opinion. The financial meltdown has been a 9/11 in slow motion. And what we're going to hear, in my humble opinion, here's Obama dropping the $600 trillion number out into the public. These people do it, the global elites, the New World Order, they are up front about what they're doing, as we all know. They put it right in front of our faces, but we're too enamored with, you know, who won, you know, the hockey game or so forth, and the World Cup or something like that. And we don't think about these things. I hate to say it, this is the season of false flags coming, folks, especially with that on the horizon. And the overreach that is coming is beyond belief with this act. They're going to have to go to conference committee and hammer it out, but it's not a done deal. But, you know, H.R. 1207 did not make it out of committee. It was bastardized in all kinds of different ways. And many of the elected officials that originally supported H.R. 1207, which would audit the Fed, backed off when it came time to include it in the Dodd reform bill. They were just turncoats. They claimed they supported transparency in the Fed, and then they backed off when it was time for them to do it. And what do we get? Now they're supporting this boondoggle, which only increases the Federal Reserve's authority. What are we going to get? We had Department of Homeland Security after 9/11, and now after a financial 9/11, we're going to get this so-called Wall Street reform, and we're going to get the new resolution authority. That's what it's going to be called, the resolution authority. It's going to wind down the too-big-to-fail banks. And, of course, as we all know, what's forthcoming out of this Gulf oil boondoggle is going to be the cap and trade. The agendas are clear, folks. They're going to try to keep doing this from the top down, and I encourage you to get involved locally. If we're going to get discouraged, we're going to get frustrated, and we're not going to change it from the top down. But when it comes time, if they pass stuff like cap and trade and they say you can't sell your home unless you get approval from the EPA, you need to fight it in your local system. You need to have your own local economy. You have to have your own local justice system in your counties, in your states. Look what Arizona's doing. Look what Virginia's doing, fighting the Obamacare. We need to get involved locally, folks. Don't watch the horse race at the top. Don't pay attention to the headlines. These people are criminals. And you need to inspire people in your local communities to run for sheriff, run for county board of supervisors, for mayor, city council. Get involved. Thanks for listening today. Happy 4th of July. Please stay tuned for Radio Free Market with Michael McKay and support those you hear advertising on RBN.
With recent international flights.